Good morning from Saints camp, where the seven-man sled will get its first use of this training camp, and the pads go on for the players today here on day three of Saints training camp 2014, presented by Verizon. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the Greenbrier, and with John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. This is the morning report on NewOrleansSaints.com. The weather's holding off for the moment. We had rain overnight, and more rain and possibly severe weather on the way for later today. Currently, though, 68 degrees here in the valley, with temperatures rising to possibly as high as 79 degrees. But, John, here at the moment, it looks like we could get the morning practice in, scheduled to start at 8:50 Eastern time.
Well, I believe players want to get this practice in as much as anything. Training camp can get monotonous, the routine over and over and over. And, yes, you're getting work done. It's productive work, but football players want pads on. Now, this is not a contact practice. It's a padded practice. However, you know once these guys put the pads on, somebody's going to get a little bit prickly. Somebody's going to get a little contentious. Somebody's going to hit somebody, and we're going to have some action going on.
Yeah, that was Kenny Vaccaro last year as a rookie, and they kind of had to tell the rookie, hey, let's pump the brakes here a little bit. That's something that did not happen the rest of the way, as he had a standout season as a rookie that started on day three of training camp last year. He really set the tone for the way this ball club was to hit, especially on the defensive side of the football. In talking to several of the players yesterday, they shared with you their excitement about this day and what it means in the football season.
I think one of the guys who's looking forward to it the most is running back Mark Ingram. I mean, Mark mentioned a couple of times, you know, we're going to put the pads on. It's going to get crazy. He's a physical runner. He wants that contact. And a lot of times you'll hear football players say, look, you can't get in football shape until you start doing some hitting.
No doubt. As far as the weather goes, if it does get a little crazy around here weather-wise, there is a plan in place. Sean Payton addressed that yesterday at his post-practice press conference.
We'll be flexible. There's two elements to it. You know, is there lightning with it or is there not? And obviously, if there's lightning, we're not going to be outside, or we're going to hopefully let the storm clear. So we've got to be flexible enough with the start times. We've got a lower level field turf where if it's just more sloppy but no lightning, we've got that option. But we'll be flexible and you know, I don't envision us getting on buses traveling anywhere. It's right here.
With that being said, we hope to get the full practice in this morning, which should run probably about 2.5 hours, and then a break for the players after the midday meal, and then the walkthrough scheduled, at least for now, later this afternoon at 4:30 Eastern time. John and I, of course, will have a report for you all throughout practice. You can follow on Twitter, of course, and through your Saints app, and then we'll see you right back here for the afternoon wrap on this Sunday, day three, first day of hitting for the New Orleans Saints at camp. John, final thought for you on the day before we get started.
Well, I'm just excited to see what these guys are going to do. They were talking about how mentally focused they are. The bodies have not needed that kind of recovery time that you might need if you have severe heat. So they should be in very good shape. And again, these guys are ready to get it on a little bit.
All right, this should make a lot of noise today. And I think 90 players in full pads ought to make a nice thunderous noise here as well in amongst these mountains. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll see you right back here later today on NewOrleansSaints.com.